Our League of Women Voters feature is a regular feature of Wednesdays right here on Northland Morning. And joining us on the program to talk about the Earth Day cleanup, which is coming up in exactly 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. And let us hope that it is warmer and sunnier by then. Rachel Leffler-Kemp is a member of the League of Women Voters Board, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So Earth Day cleanup, April 22nd, down at Bayfront in the afternoon. Now, that's a Wednesday afternoon. Are folks, do they get like a note that they can give to their boss so that they can go and take part in the cleanup and they don't have to worry about work that afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that folks will definitely take some time to celebrate Earth Day in a variety of different ways. And we're hoping that the cleanup provides that opportunity for folks to get out in their community and do something on Earth Day to make a difference.
You're encouraging folks to grab a relative, a friend, or a coworker, and you want folks to register. Why register? Why not just show up down there with a good attitude and pitch in?
They are definitely welcome to show up the day of. We're just trying to get a better head count so we can make sure we have the correct number of supplies that's being provided by the Duluth Parks and Rec Department. So people are encouraged to sign up online or give me a call at 218-726-4758 to register. But if they decide that day, you know what, it's great outside, I want to do something on Earth Day, they're definitely welcome to come on down. We'll have registration in the warming house starting at 1 p.m.
So when you talk about supplies, what kinds of things you're issuing folks, rakes or those little picky-uppy things that you can stab garbage with and put it in a bag? Or
yeah, they'll have buckets, pickup sticks. We'll have gloves for folks to wear. And then different bags, depending on what they're picking up. So we'll have smaller buckets and larger. And those are all being provided by the City of Duluth as part of the Green Team program. So we'll have all the supplies there. People just need to show up with, you know, proper shoes and warm clothes if it's a little colder out. And we'll provide everything else. We'll also have refreshments for folks, and they will have the bathrooms open at the warming house. So everything will be right there. It's free parking, so people can come on down, whether it's for an hour or if they can contribute the whole 2 hours, that's great. But it just provides an opportunity that's easy for folks. They can just drive right down there, volunteer for a little bit, and then we'll take care of everything else.
And, of course, the magical word included, which will drive everyone to make sure they register, refreshments.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
who doesn't need refreshments? I mean, after picking up for, you know, an hour or an hour and a half, which is the kind of time limit that, I mean, you start doing something and all of a sudden you look up and an hour or 2 hours have passed and you didn't even register it. But you'll definitely feel the need for refreshments afterwards, of course.
Yes, and we'll provide those as well. And it just really, you know, last year ended up being a great day. We're hoping for that again. But, you know, we're Duluthians. We know how to dress up and get bundled up. But hopefully it'll be a great day out. And obviously if the weather is really poor, we'll definitely reschedule the event. But we wanted to do something on Earth Day right by the lake on Bayfront Park, which is a location that's central for Duluth and also a place where people spend a lot of time. So we wanted to clean it up before the festival season begins.
So is the idea to actually work on the park, or are folks going to expand to the lake walk? Because, of course, the lake walk has at least one, if not more, cleanup events also in the course of a year.
Yeah, it will extend to around the stage and a little bit of the lake edge there, but most of it will be right within the park. And last year when we were down there, we spent quite a bit of time just kind of around the stage, kind of in the bushes along. There's a little bit of a dip with some water there. And so there's definitely plenty to pick up, even just right around the parking lot area. So we kind of have a nice spread of area for people depending on where they want to go that will cover the whole Bayfront Park area.
And if people accidentally bring a frisbee because the weather's nice, well, who could blame them?
Of course. No, that's definitely encouraged.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Great. Thank you.
Rachel Leffler Kemp joined us this morning as part of our League of Women Voters feature. It's an Earth Day cleanup down at Bayfront 2 weeks from today, April 22nd, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m.